Chapter 13. The Basilisk. Firedrake wasn't bothered about anything. He was fast asleep. Outside, the sun burned down, making the land hotter and hotter, but it was cool in the cavern, and the dragon was dreaming of mountains, of dwarves climbing up his tail, and of the dirty canal flowing through the great human city. Suddenly, he raised his head. Something had roused him from sleep. A horrible stink rose to his nostrils, washing over him like the dirty water in his dream just now. Outside the mouth of the cave, the leaves of the thorn bush went limp and drooped. The dragon sat up uneasily. He listened. A hiss came from a crevice in the darkest corner of the cavern. Feathers rustled. Claws scraped over the stony ground. And suddenly, the most monstrous creature Firedrake had ever seen emerged from the darkness. It looked like a giant cockerel with yellow feathers and broad, spiky wings. The monster's staring eyes were blood red, and it wore a circlet of pale spines like a crown on its horrible head. Its tail coiled like the scaly body of a snake and ended in a claw, which was snatching at invisible prey. The monster stalked slowly toward Firedrake. The dragon could scarcely breathe. The dreadful stench made his head swim. He retreated until his tail became entangled in the thorny tendrils outside the cave. "You woke me," croaked this ghastly creature. "A dragon! A fireworm! Your sickly sweet smell made its way into my darkest dreams and disturbed them! What are you doing here in my cavern?" Firedrake wrenched his tail free of the thorns and took a step toward the monster. A stink surrounding it still made breathing difficult, but he was no longer frightened of the strange creature's horrible appearance. "I didn't know this cavern was yours," he replied. "Forgive me, but if you don't mind, I'd like to stay here until nightfall. I don't know where else to hide from human beings."
"Human beings!" hissed the monster. It opened its curved beak and laughed. "You took refuge from human beings in my cave? That's a good one! That's really a good one!"
Firedrake looked curiously at the ugly cockerel-headed creature. "What are you?" he asked. "I've never heard of anything like you before." With a shrill cackle, the monster spread its spiny wings. Dead beetles and spiders dropped out of its plumage.
"You don't know my name," it screeched. "Don't you know my name, fireworm? I am the worst nightmare in the world, and you have woken me from my sleep. You are the light, but I am the deepest darkness, and I shall swallow you up. The two of us cannot be in the same place any more than night and day can ever exist together."
Firedrake stood there as if rooted to the ground. He tried to move. He wanted to breathe dragon fire and drive this horrible cockerel-headed creature back into the crevice in the rock from which it had crawled, but he simply could not move at all. The monster's eyes began to flash. The spines on its head quivered.
"Look at me, fireworm," whispered the yellow monster. "Look deep into my eyes."
Firedrake wanted to turn away, but those red eyes held him spellbound. They were filling his head with a black fog that was smothering everything he knew. Suddenly, a sharp pain roused him from his daze. Someone had stepped on his tail, hard. Firedrake whipped around and saw a man standing in the cave entrance. A man as thin as a rake and wearing shorts. He was holding a large, round mirror high above his head. Firedrake heard the monster behind him beat its wings. "Move aside, dragon!" the man called. "Quick! Move aside and don't look at it if you value your life!"
"No, look at me, fireworm!"
screeched the cockerel-headed monster, lashing the rocks with its snaky tail.
"Look at me!"
But Firedrake looked at the man instead, stepped aside, and the monster saw its own reflection.
It uttered a shriek so terrible that the sound echoed in Firedrake's ears for days to come. Then it flapped its wings until the entire floor of the cavern was covered with poisonous yellow feathers, puffed itself up so the spines on its head touched the roof of the cavern, and burst into 1,000 pieces. Incredulous, Firedrake looked at the place where the monster had just been standing. The man beside him, exhausted, lowered the mirror.
"My word! That was a close shave," he sighed, propping the mirror against the cave wall. Firedrake, still dazed, stood staring at the remains of the monster. Nothing was left of it but feathers and stinking dust.
The man cleared his throat and cautiously approached the dragon.
"May I introduce myself?" he bowed slightly. "Barnabas Greenbloom, Professor of Archaeology, special subject, fantastic phenomena of every kind. It's an honor to make your acquaintance."
Firedrake nodded. He still felt numb.